The Sylvania Wilderness Area is tucked into the western edge of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, near Watersmeet, just north of the Wisconsin border, and lies within the Ottawa National Forest. It encompasses more than 18,000 acres of protected lakes and woodlands, set aside as federal wilderness. No resorts, no paved roads cutting through its heart, just forest and water in the form of living history you can hike or canoe through. Step onto one of its trails and you begin to understand why it's so special. Sylvania holds one of the finest remaining examples of old-growth forest in the upper Great Lakes. Towering red and white pine trees rise from glacial ridges. Clear Kettle Lakes rest in basins carved by retreating ice thousands of years ago. In many ways, this landscape still resembles what much of the Upper Peninsula and northern Wisconsin looked like before the 1800s logging boom. The name fits. Sylvania comes from the Latin silva, meaning forest or woodland. It's a simple word with ancient roots, and here it couldn't be more appropriate. What makes Sylvania remarkable is not just its beauty, but its history of preservation. During the late 19th century, logging swept across the upper Midwest at breathtaking speed. Towering pine stands were cut, rail lines pushed into remote timber, and entire swaths of forest were transformed in a matter of decades. Yet in 1897, at the height of that frenzy, Wisconsin lumberman Albert D. Johnston purchased land along Clark Lake and made an unexpected choice. Not to cut it. Instead, Johnston built a lodge and invited friends north to hunt and fish. Over time, he and a circle of businessmen, including some of the biggest names of the industrial age, assembled the surrounding acreage into what became known as the Sylvania Club. Organized in the early 1900s, it operated as a private hunting and fishing preserve. Members constructed cabins and trails and managed the property for recreation, but they deliberately avoided large-scale timber harvest. While much of the surrounding Upper Peninsula became cutover land, Sylvania's forest remained largely intact. The trees standing today include specimens that were already mature when the club was formed. What survives is not wholly untouched wilderness. It was privately owned and lightly managed, but it remains one of the closest approximations we have to the post-glacial forest that once covered the region. For decades, Sylvania functioned quietly as an exclusive retreat. Its Thompson Lodge welcomed members seeking solitude in a setting that was growing increasingly rare. By the mid-20th century, the national conversation around conservation began to shift. In 1966, the United States Forest Service purchased the entire Sylvania tract for more than $5 million, one of the earliest major acquisitions under the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The following year, in September of 1967, First Lady, Lady Bird Johnson, traveled north to dedicate the area as the Sylvania Recreation Area, a public acknowledgement that this forest was worthy of permanent protection. The final step came in 1987 when Congress designated Sylvania as wilderness under the Michigan Wilderness Act. With that designation came the highest level of federal land protection. No motors on interior lakes, no new development, and strict limits on mechanized access. The intent was simple: let the forest be. Today, Sylvania contains 34 named lakes connected by trails and portages. Canoeists move quietly across its lakes. Campers stay at rustic sites along sandy shores. The absence of engines allows the wind to carry the echoing sounds of loons for miles around. Northwoods naturalist and author John Bates has counted Sylvania among the finest remnants of apex forest left in the Midwest, a rare and sacred living example of what this country once looked like before sawmills and railroads changed it forever. In the Northwoods, history is often measured in board feet and boomtowns. Sylvania tells a different story. It shares the story of a lumberman who chose not to cut, of a private club that valued preservation over profit, of a federal government that found the value in the tree left standing, a landscape the way Mother Nature intended, and stepped in before it could be fragmented, and of a wilderness designation that ensured the decision would endure. Beneath those tall trees, the past is not something you just read about. It's something still standing. The Sylvania Wilderness Area is open to the public year-round and free to visit much of the year. It's the perfect late-winter place for a snowshoe outing, where you'll find an abundance of tranquility, and this time of year, a lack of mosquitoes. I'm Carrie Bladehorn, and this is a Northwoods Moment in History on WXPR.